Sweet NBA. Dream himself.
What's up?
Brain damage.
Yo.
Round zero, Cage against the Machine. Y'all lucky I came back. Y'all lucky I brought them with me. You see what y'all did to the world when I'm not running the show. But this is the world you wanted, and we're going to give it to you.
Bang.
The premier MMA podcast. You know, I got to take a moment. I wasn't feeling the love, Cage Cousins. I was not feeling the love. I just didn't know for a while if I wanted to keep doing this because that Apex Center was whack. Shall we start there? It's still whack.
You seem so passionate about this.
Yeah, it's whack. The Apex Center is whack. And you know, how do you know it's whack? Because ever since we went to Fight Island, all of a sudden the caliber of fights have increased. There's something about that 14-hour flight that brings out the best in people. Mm. Or it's the fact that it's a 25-foot octagon as opposed to an 18-1. Changes the sport. It's a different sport. It's a very different sport. Okay. I had a lot of thought. I had to handle some stuff. You know, it's a very trepidatious time. It's very hard to talk about mixed martial arts when you can't train. I kind of hack the system and I figure out how to train on my own. I'm using these opportunities to change my life. If there was ever a time to get well, to get right, it's now. COVID is real and we don't know much, but we do know that COVID is out to get those with compromised immune systems.
Word.
So those who are a little heavier, they're dealing with chronic conditions, things like that. This is the time to change your body, what we've always tried to do. And also, I have so many interesting things to talk to you guys about, but not on this podcast, of new things I've learned. Dream, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just working on a bunch of different stuff going on.
I feel it. Brain damage, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Okay,
just hanging good. In there, just fighting a good fight.
Fighting the only fight to fight anymore. We are here to discuss UFC 254, Khabib versus Gaethje.
Khabib. Fast,
it sounds like one word.
The Khabib.
This is gonna be a good one.
This is gonna be a great one. I was watching the countdown get pumped. This is really interesting.
This lineup, my God.
Yeah.
Khabib's fighting. Whitaker's fighting. Walter's fighting.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
Magomed is fighting.
I like how we have finally gotten to the point and figured it out that it's sort of like team versus team, right? It's like Team Dagestan out of AKA versus everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like 253 with City Kickboxing versus everybody. I like this. Let's keep it up. It's working. It's like soccer.
Lauren Murphy is fighting.
Yep. Man, a lot of big events happening over the last Saturdays. I've been really enjoying the fights. Sorry, Cage Cousins, you couldn't tune in, but we have our own private WhatsApp chat that you're just not allowed to because we want to say what we need to say. Some great ones. So, you know the script. We're not going to change much. A couple things I need to shout out. First, I want to shout out our longtime and always sponsor, Seawolf. If you guys know anything about the work that I do, my job is to try to get small businesses to work. That's where 99% of our money comes from. That's the economy of the United States. 40 million jobs evaporated in 2 months, like the Thanos slip. So when you support small businesses, you're actually putting your job back. You're making sure your job is going to be there. Small businesses don't survive, your job doesn't survive. Seawolf will be doing outdoor dining for this fight. The fight, as Brain explained to me, will be starting early for some reason. Every other fight in Abu Dhabi has been at night, but because probably Khabib wants to make evening prayer, we're going to do this in the morning. Can't complain. It is what it is. I'm not happy about it, but we'll figure it out. So Seawolf will be doing outdoor dining. You can make a reservation on their website and hurry now, because after 60 people, we're cutting it off. We're not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm not arguing with you about it, because they not arguing with you about it. Okay, moving on. Other sponsor, I want to give shout out to the gyms that are showing some leadership around this. I see there's a lot of martial artists who have been given three options. Don't train at all, train completely on your own, or you get to go into a very risky situation and deny COVID. So for the gyms in the Bay Area that I see that are figuring out ways to keep people training outdoors, Smash Gyms with Rudy Ott, my Sancho brother, very shout out to you. I recently went by and saw Guardian in Oakland and did one of their outdoor boxing classes. It was phenomenal. It was good to like start like blasting away with the hands again. For those other gyms, whatever, you guys who are fans who watch it, if you want to have some advice on how to do a safe outdoor experience, let's do it. Because this is where the innovation is going to come from. We have to figure out a way to get people back exercising. And as I say all this, I know that I have to wake up tomorrow and do my 6:45 in the morning Sancho training with my Sifu. So wish me luck. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, no, I also, you know, things are getting crazy in this country. Good luck with anybody who thinks they're going to take me from my family or my family from me. I'm training at 6:45. Get it. Moving on. You know our script. We talk a little bit about the prelims. Then we really go through the main card and all the nonsense that happens in between. There's not a lot of social media heat or things to talk about, really. Most of the nonsense seems to happen on other platforms. It has been interesting watching people talk back and forth, but they're backing with their talk. Kudos to Brian Ortega. What a great conversation about rebuilding oneself. Brian Ortega looked like he'd been kickboxing for 6 years against Korean Zombie, who, you're from Korea, you know, Taekwondo. It should be in your blood. Both of these guys had expert jiu-jitsu, did not go down to the ground. Amazing fight. Yeah. Shout out to Jessica Andrade for actually rebranding and rebuilding herself too. That gut shot to Chikagian. Man, I feel like people is coming for blood now. This fight island, let's keep it up.
Has there been any reports? I was like, man, she had to have broken her rib.
I don't think she had the conditioning, man. I don't think Chikagian had the belly condition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't think she ever took a shot like that. So if you have a chance, Brain, Deshaun, Tuesday night on Dancing with the Stars, another City Kickboxing guy will be on there. Carlos Olberg will be making his debut. No, I said Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, you did.
Should have said Dana White's Contender Series.
Yeah, I was like Dancing with the Stars.
I just saw my head D whatever. I was like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, the Contender
MMA?
Series.
Like MMA is going to Dancing with the Stars.
Well, and Nelly, like, a City Kickboxing guy. I was like, oh, okay, I would see why he was pointing out. Nelly. And then he said, Nelly. Like, oh, is that one of the like? How is he a star? Who is
why? Why? Yeah. So he'll be making his debut. That'll be interesting.
Let me look into it, though. I think they said the first week was going to be Wednesday instead of Tuesday, and then it goes back to Tuesday.
I think that was last week.
Oh, what? Sorry,
I missed it. I don't know. Wow. I don't know. I still thought the fight was happening at 7.
Sheesh.
And I don't know what's going to happen between now and the next time we see y'all. So before we get into this cage, as serious as possible, without any satire, without making light of the situation, without joking, it has never been more critically imperative that you vote.
Oh, did it.
It is, we cannot allow decisions to be made in our country with less than 12% of the population voting.
Dude, my ballot never came.
You need to chase your right to vote, Brain, the way you chased that vape pen that you thought I didn't see.
But just because the ballot didn't come in the mail, I could still show up to the poll center and vote, right?
Of course.
I mean, I'm registered.
Right, yes. But did you check and make sure? Ballot. Yes, you did all that? made sure you're registered, all that. See, this is a great conversation. You just got you. We have to never drop our guard. We have to fight. And you have to remember, that it was really only 1964 when we started getting federal legislation that said you're protected, that we acknowledge there are people who are not allowed to vote and we need to protect them. You think that goes away overnight? You haven't been paying attention. You have to fight for your right. Okay? Let's get into it, shall we?
Prelim.
We shall.
Deshaun's really excited that I'm watching Blacklist, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Blacklist!
I will have some Marvel updates for you soon. Some things are cooking. I've been seeing. One prelim that I'd like to draw people's attentions to is Nathaniel Wood versus Casey Kenney.
I slept on Kenny last time.
You can't sleep on Kenny because you know who he trains with?
Who does he train with?
I'll give you a hint. He spars with a boxer in San Francisco who, if you saw him on the street, you wouldn't think he had hands.
A boxer in San Francisco that Joe, you wouldn't think he had hands.
An amateur boxer. Sometimes rapper, most time accounting wizard.
I have no idea who that is.
You've boxed with him.
I boxed with him?
Yeah.
Tim?
Tim.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a local guy. Tim put me up. You know, Tim never reaches out, but he was like, hey, I know MMA's your thing. You watch this guy. You support him. Okay.
All
Casey
right.
Kenney. Yeah.
Casey
so I guess,
Kenney.
So I guess he came out of 3rd Street.
Nice.
Yeah. Very cool.
I gotta hit him up. I gotta hit him up again.
Yeah. So that's one I'm very excited about. I guess I can't talk about the ones I'm not excited about. It'll be interesting. Tied to Ivasi, I really want to see what the AKA time has done with him.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they've transformed him.
Ty, something bad happened to Ty his last fight, right?
Man, he's on a 3-fight skid.
Yeah.
And you know, Strove is good with the submission, so
yeah. Ty's it's a philosophy thing, right?
Well, you know, Ty, he just wants to throw them bombs.
It's a philosophy thing of a lot of the Islanders do not want to do ground stuff. And when you have somebody like Mark Hunt, who got to his highest of highs of K1 and a contender of the UFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Pride.
Yeah.
You got a template, right?
Right.
You got they're
it's crazy because you figure when BJ came up, he came up through the jiu-jitsu world. And that's
true.
What really brought him to superstardom.
They true. But you know better than I do. Hawaiian. Wealthy. Right? So. But
like, even the Hawaiians that come out, they mostly just want to bang.
Come on. Thank you. I mean, how long have we seen Max Holloway on the ground?
Max is pretty well-rounded.
Max is a nasty wrestler, but how long have you actually seen him on the ground? Right.
Right. And then Poirier's first fight, he submitted him. So
right. So
are we hoping the best for Ty? But we believe Mr.
Strove has make the best man win. You know, it's hard to pick a dog in this fight. Ty Tuivasa has this sort of connection between Australia and San Jose. Stefan Struve has this connection between his native country, somewhere like some last kingdom at. You know, you know, maybe Asgard and speaking with wait, tangent. Do you have Audible, Deshaun?
Yeah.
Man, I've been listening to Last Kingdom on there.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah, you said that it was dope.
Bro.
The Last Kingdom came from a
that
book.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was a book, bro. It blows the show out the water.
Okay, you said it.
And there's like what they did and what they do in one episode with his childhood. It's like 4 hours. Like there's a bunch of stuff they don't tell you in the show about his childhood.
Oh, okay.
Why he's so savage. Like all the stuff you love him for later, he was doing as a kid.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So it's basically Tuivasa by knockout or Struve by submission.
Because okay. Struve, I mean, Struve has spent a lot of time at the Black Zillions, right? So in a lot of ways, he's but almost
you talking about in the past, or are you talking about what the Black Zillions are now?
Yes, Black Zillions and Combat Club, Sanford MMA, all their iterations.
So are we just going to skip over Sam Alvey and Alex?
I think that's going to be the sneaky fight. I think Jung Da-un, just the name is really good because it sounds like trap music. But Jung Da-un. But
wow.
Him versus Sam Alvey, that would be a great fight. I think that's a sleeper hit. But I'll be asleep from that fight.
The other one that's going to be a sleeper is Cowboy Oliveira and this Rachmaninoff.
I feel it's no.
Rachmaninoff is a serious name. It's a serious name, yo.
I feel like that would be a point.
Dude is 12-0 with nothing but finishes. No decisions.
With no picture either. Like
people have opinions.
I'll knock you out if you take my picture, bro.
My opinion.
Well, I mean, the picture that I'm looking at, he looks like he's ready to rip somebody's head off.
My opinion is that will be a point fight. But I'm okay with being wrong. More and more, I'm okay with being
wrong. Yeah,
definitely. Moving to the main event, which is what we do here. We have been denied this confrontation so many times, and it's finally going to happen. Magomed Ankalaev versus Ilan Kutalaba. Now, if you remember, they went back and they, what was that, last year? Was that Izzy and
No, it was February. Fido?
What?
No, he said it was February.
Yeah, it was right.
We're thinking last year at this point.
Yeah, it was last year. That was 10 years ago. That was a whole different world. But that was that was Izzy and
29th too, like literally right before the lockdown.
Yeah, the same one as the girls were fighting. Yeah, so these two went at it. First round, what was it? Elon got hit and he started faking the round, and then the judge pulled an old funny one on him.
It was like he got the head kick and then like the ref just stepped in or something. It was like, I don't remember exactly how it went down, but I remember it was like a horrible stoppage. Dude was like really upset and was like, yo, come on, I'm still here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which is why you should never play with that. You should never play. That's a bad strategy. Like, oh, you hit me and I'm going to pretend to be wobbled. That's not a good one. Because you got to convince the refs and you got to convince the judges. I mean, tangent, did you all watch some of the fight of the boxing after ESPN?
Oh, yeah. After Lomachenko and Lopez?
You see how those refs just call it real quick. You do not get a chance to really get up. You'll be knocked out and they're just done. As soon as the hook lands, they're like, bye. Bye.
Not her dad.
This fight has got all the feelings of a long-term beef. No matter who wins, it's never going away.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is going to be a finish fight. I think this is going to go on for a while. I think this is a point fight, and these guys are going to keep circling each other. But I think it's going to be Ankalaev. Because I feel like he's going to be riding the Dagestani wave.
I pick Magomed as well.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And his name's Magomed. You know, I don't know what that means, but it might translate to beat you. So, you know.
To beat you.
So there's that. Our next fight, Lauren Murphy versus Lilia Shakirov. Now, you know that's a made-up name. You know her. You know she. Her favorite singer, Shakira, but she's Russian and it didn't work. So she's like, "Look, I'm gonna make it work for me."
Shakirova.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Lauren Murphy. I am. you got to give credit where credit's due. This woman has come such a long way from addict to contender. Not my favorite yell, but up there. The sound she made knocking somebody out when she turned into the dinosaur.
Yeah.
But again,
who was it? Let me see.
You can't front on those victories, bro. You can't take that from her. And that's what's interesting. So that's
Romero Barilla.
Yeah, that's just right. That's just going to be a lot more in that cage. There's going to be a lot more of that. She's going to be feisty for blood. 14-hour flight. Right? Yeah. Now, I don't know anything about this Shakira Rova. I've never heard of her anymore, so I don't understand how she got there, right?
When you click on it on the website, it says that when you click on her name, Cynthia Caballo comes up.
That's what I'm saying. So I think Caballo was supposed to fight her. Because Caballo is on a tear too. So I don't think, or Cynthia Caballo, I think that's a replacement.
Yeah.
I think Caballo didn't make, got COVID or something. I think she's out.
Yo, I think they might both be out.
Really?
Hold on, maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing.
That's possible.
Oh, yeah, because I clicked the wrong fight. Because I was like, yo, it shows two different girls' names now.
Yeah, well, you know, we know that the UFC website been trashed. Yeah, Cynthia Caballo withdraws from 254. Okay. And I see the word tested positive. This is a fun game. Let's play the game. Will it be COVID or will it be PEDs? Or will it be marijuana? Let's see.
I thought marijuana was allowed now.
In Abu Dhabi?
Oh.
Thank you, Brent, for turning my uncle. What, in the Abu Dhabi? Oh, COVID. Speaking of testing positive for COVID, sadly, Kanye West will not be on the Joe Rogan show this Friday as planned because his executive producer, Young Jamie, tested positive for COVID today or last Thursday.
So they're just going to stop taping for a little while?
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting thing. I've often said that it would take Joe Rogan getting infected with COVID to make America take it seriously.
Sheesh.
Because you keep hearing, it's like, oh, well, I mean, Rogan is not right about everything, but he says a lot of good things and he researches a lot of good things, but he was like, oh, there's such a low chance of contracting it. And I'm like,
is it?
Could you say that again, sir? Just one more time. I can hear you. Play what you want.
Yeah, I'm not.
I had brunch for my wife's birthday Saturday. We were eating. I take a bite. Put the mask back on. Take a bite. Come on, you can't play. You can't play. All right.
Your birthday Saturday?
It was Saturday.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Libras.
Belated.
Libras. No, I shouldn't say nothing. I love Libras.
Better, damn it.
Why y'all take so long to decide?
we gotta weigh all the options.
There's often very few options, but y'all. It's not a Lego set. It's not, come on, you're not building a tractor, you know. Right. Pizza or burrito, but y'all like, sushi or those are not options.
Some wings.
Those are not options. It's 4 a.m. and we're in a foreign country, but okay, that's all y'all. Moving on. I have no idea who these dudes are to get on the main card.
Yeah,
let's have a moment to talk about this. Dana White, he was like, COVID came. What are the rankings? There's no rankings.
Switch it up.
I will put anybody who can fight and test negative.
Well, look, hey, this
you negative? You negative? You fighting him?
I'm gonna tell you why they got on the main card right now. because Jacob Mulkin's nickname is Mamba, and Philip Hughes' nickname is Megatron. They automatically got a pass to the main card just off of nickname. They were like, yo, we can't front on this nickname battle right here.
I mean, who do you think will win? Should I swap out? Should I grab Phil Haas for my fantasy?
Well, I have no idea, but I'm picking him Malcolm, off of Megatron.
Jacob literally has no stats anywhere.
Yeah, he's won 4 fights. Which, how do you get to the UFC and have a 4-fight win streak, but you're in the main card? Come on.
No stats on the
shit, you gotta do what you gotta do in COVID. You're like, yo, I gotta put
this. No, man. You mean me out all these fights over in the prelim? I couldn't have moved one of these up. You mean Stefan Struve and Ty Tuivasa couldn't be in this slot? Suspicious.
And so Hughes got a knockout on Dana White, but Malkin, I don't see no contender series on his record.
Right. Yeah, you'll make me go after this. Thank you. Remind me when we get off of here. I gotta check. I gotta check the fantasy league. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I hope it's Phil. Do you think it'll be Phil?
Well, Jacob's from Australia. Where's Phil from?
Let's see if it says.
Yeah, how the hell did I get on the same guy? Little Ferry, New Jersey. Sanford MMA.
Oh, really?
6 wins by knockout, 2 wins by submission.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, Sanford MMA, that's Black Zillions.
Okay. I was like, damn, that sounds familiar.
I'll go with Philip because we don't have any information on the other person. Sure.
Yeah, I want to root for. I'm really torn. I want to root for the brother, but I don't know anything. I don't know Megatron or Sanford. Sanford's on a tear. 170 champ, 170 contender. I'm just going to move on and say this will be a draw.
This heavyweight fight, though, Walt Harris and Volkov?
Yeah, how do you think that's going?
Woo, that's going to be fun. I think that's going to be fun.
This is very one-sided.
It's going to either be Walt's going to smash him.
If Walt takes him to, no, because remember, Walt got Overeem down and he couldn't finish and he busted his guns.
Yeah.
So... But Volkov, we know,
has some good takedown defense, doesn't he?
He does.
Yep.
But if he lasts 5 rounds, right?
Is it? No, this one's not a 5 rounder.
Oh, it's 3?
3.
Yeah, because they're not fighting for a belt, I think.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not going to put that back to back. Right.
I think it said Volkov was ranked 6 and Harris 8. So winner's going to get a top 5 opponent next.
I can't call this one.
Volkov has 20 wins by knockout. 3 wins by submission. Seven wins by decision.
I mean, we know Volkov is not.
Walt's just all knockouts.
He's not playing.
Yeah. I can't call this.
I want to vote for the young brother.
Okay. Let's do it then. Since we didn't definitively vote for the last young brother, let's definitively vote for this brother who has had probably a worse year than anyone in America.
I will definitely be voting for Volkov, but I want to vote for the young brother.
Okay. This co-main.
Woo! This is one of the best triple threat lineup, with Walt and Volkov and then Whitaker and Cannoneer, bro. Wow.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Them nicknames.
How am I?
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Them nicknames. The Reaper versus the Killer Gorilla.
So, first of all, let's back up. Many people do not realize that Jared Cannoneer has come down 2 weight classes.
Mm.
He started at a heavyweight and was an Alaskan champ and was dangerous there. Got to the UFC, got hit with a Ngannou, said, let me try light hit with heavyweight. Went to light heavyweight, got hit with a Jan, I think it was, went to 185, and has never looked back. Under the tutelage of Bendo Henderson and the MMA lab out of Arizona has done monstrous. Israel has been calling him the dark horse of the division for 2 years. This is a dangerous guy. This guy sent Anderson Silva to the hospital with a kick to the T-band.
But we do enjoy our Robert Whittaker. He is our friend.
That was my guy. It's still my guy. I felt really bad what happened to him against Israel. But
yeah. He won his fight after that.
He sure did.
Yeah, he beat Darren Till.
He tilled him up.
But that that was a new wrinkle in his game to be he's always had his game plan, but it's like if somebody entices him into a brawl, he'll get into the brawl. Whereas that one, Till was trying to get him to brawl, and he was like, no, I got to stick to the plan.
I'm keeping
you apart. You know what I mean? I got to learn to be disciplined. And we see when these guys that are dangerous their whole career, they start to get that discipline, they become way more dangerous.
Yeah. And it works very much better with his style.
Yeah. But Cannoneer is a monster, bro. This guy's got so much power. So it's like...
Again, he's a heavyweight who pretends to be a 185-er.
He pretends to... He's pretending?
I mean, he made the weight, but this dude is dangerous.
Yeah. It's like, and I was like, a big time fan of both of these guys. And I know someone's getting knocked out, but I can't go into this fight. Like, I'm excited to see it. But
I don't know.
I'm also know that I'm going to come out like, damn. Like,
you know what if? What if the experience of being a champion and fighting 10 rounds with Yoel Romero, 6 rounds with all the other number twos and threes in the 185 division?
Yeah.
I wonder if Robert Whittaker's same game plan can really dismantle Jared Cannonier and pull out a decision.
That's kind of what he needs to do.
And I can see Cannonier going back to 205 and getting an instant shot at Dominic Reyes. Say, hey, I saw you just got KO'd. You KO'd me. Let's chest our chins again.
That's a good theory.
So that's what I'm going to go with.
Let me see. I didn't check the rankings.
I'm going with Whittaker by decision.
So if Jared wins this, does he get a title shot?
Yeah, 100%. That's what Israel said.
Right. And he's ranked number 3 behind Whittaker and Costa, so it just makes sense.
If Whittaker wins this, does he get a title shot?
Yeah, I think you give him a title shot.
You have to, especially being reigning champ.
I mean, we know the UFC likes to
shake
basically things up. Either way, this is a number 1 contender fight.
All right.
Now the moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. We now come to the main event of the evening. It's a shame the Iron Hook Assassin is not here to talk about his favorite fighter.
Right.
Old man, the Iron Hip Assassin. Go ahead.
This is a really...
So is it fair for me to say, where you at, Adisa?
Where you at? Where you at, George?
He texts me. He's dealing with some personal matters.
He's always dealing with personal. Everything he does is a personal matter.
All love, brother.
Khabib Nurmagomedov, the Eagle, versus Justin Gaethje, the human highlight reel. These guys have the same manager. These guys have very accurate game plans, and they follow up on it.
I told you they were going to fight.
Yeah, you did. But that wasn't the pick. That wasn't what the manager wanted, but it just happened. Yeah. Everybody wanted Tony versus Habib, but too late. Oh, well. Habib, if you've been under a rock and you don't know what this man does, right? Incredible wrestler, arguably the greatest pound for pound. His wrestling is based on getting you against the cage, wrapping your own legs against you, and mauling you. You know, it still puzzles me that they call him the Eagle, because he should be called the Bear. Mm. Right? For the way that he fights.
Right.
But I guess the Eagle stuff about the vision, and then the old history of, you know, the Eagle. If anybody ever played Assassin's Creed, you know I'm going with that.
Nope.
Sorry.
But I do want to ask you why Ghostface wears that golden eagle on his arm.
The answer is on the song Woo Gambinos on Only Built for Cuban Links.
Oh, nice. I like that song.
as he says, but what about the Wonder Woman bracelet?
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
I already wrote down Khabib.
Got it. Justin Gaethje. Amazing striking under the coaching strategy.
Yo, is this Trevor thing Whitman. Live?
What?
Is this thing live?
Is what live?
Can people watch this live?
No. That is crazy. I know.
Adisa just texted me like 2 or 3 minutes, like right after I said, where you at, Adisa?
I did too much work. I did too much work to play with the live thing. Nope.
He sent me a voice text though, so I don't know what he said yet. I was thinking I'm gonna hit play and he's gonna be like, motherfucker, you called me out.
The thing about Gaethje though, I don't think people realize that he started as a wrestler.
Right, and he's on that Chuck Liddell shit that like he uses his wrestling so that he keeps the fight standing.
Right. On top of which, let's think about who he's got to wrestle with.
Okay.
Who is it?
Think about everybody up in Colorado with him.
Yeah. Oh, he's at, where is he? He's with Dwayne and him?
Dwayne is up there as well, but he spends more time with the striking with Trevor Whitman. But he's got access, right, to Neil Magny.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
The other thing that people don't remember is that when COVID hit and there was going to be a fight between Gilbert Burns and Kamaru Usman, he went and trained with Justin Gaethje for that.
Usman did?
Yep.
Nice.
So I suspect he will return the favor.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, that was a good polish up for him just either way.
Right. So I think this is going to be a much better fight than most people think.
Elevation fight tune.
I'm telling you, and the worst is that not the worst, but like this is going to be Habib's biggest, the toughest matchup.
Absolutely, this is the
Gaethje
being Habib will finally have a test. Absolutely,
and a power puncher, and again with that, like he's been disciplining himself.
Yeah, and no disrespect to previous opponents, but y'all went on the level.
Right. Not that kind of well.
Not this level. You didn't have the weapons and the threat and the mindset that Gaethje does.
Right. Like I would say Connor was the power puncher that kind of matchup that Gaethje brings. And then Dustin was more of the well-rounded and the wrestling. And then you could even put like that wrestling with Aya Quinta where the fight was almost standing the whole time. And Khabib had to get with him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but we know he's up for it, but at the same time, I mean, it's different when you don't have that presence that you've had your whole life anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what you mean is dad?
Yeah.
It could go two ways. It could, like, throw him off, and maybe that's why he's fighting at this certain time. Yeah. Or he could go full Tiger Woods, where he's just full of rage and focus.
Yeah. But it's crazy because it's like his pops was also his cornerman, right?
Yes. So like, but think about it. How many of his fights, his father has only been there for one UFC fight, yeah, and that was against Poirier.
That's true, because he's usually stuck in...
It's always been Javier Mendez, usually.
This is going to be a fun one, though. Like, no matter what, this is... And I kind of feel that way about a lot of these fights. It's like, I'm a big fan of both fighters, and I know it's going to be a fun, exciting fight. Somebody might get devastated, and at the end, I'm, like, happy for one guy, and the other guy, I'm like, ooh. You know what I mean? You'll get better and come back stronger, but it's going to be... I mean, maybe that's a good thing that they made it in the morning. I'll still be not all, energized and
right. Well, I am trying to get up earlier anyways, right? Because I'm doing these 6 a.m. workouts, so yes. Maybe I'll work well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, this is exciting. Well, maybe I'll see you Saturday, Brainiac. I doubt I'm going to see Deshaun, but...
You won't see me.
No,
I don't know if I'm going anywhere that early.
Okay, well, I have found with grocery shopping and other things, the later you go, the more nonsense starts. So I like early things because that's where people wear masks and stay out of trouble. Always a pleasure to see you, brothers. We'll figure this out. We'll talk soon. And without further ado, Cage Cousins. Cheers.